This is our news with your host, Prophet O.
Grew up on the Hawkins. Excuse me. that grew up on the Hawkins. What is this? Well, welcome to the Prophet's News, and a.k.a. Prophet O. And?
Hey, I'm Queen Katrina, and just loving what's happening with the Prophet's News. Our news is on the air, and we're excited about what is being displayed today. We have a great subject for you today, and just sit tight, get your Bible, get you a glass of water. Let's go in and find out what's on the Prophet's News.
Today, my queen, we're going to be talking about success. What is spiritual success? You know, there's a lot of terminologies of success today, and mostly it's material. And still we're having divorces and we're having family issues, wars and rumors of wars and all sorts of stuff, drive-by shootings and you name it. So let's find out what is success.
Yes, let's read here what success means. Success in the dictionary says, now it could be a noun, and it's talking about the favorable or prosperous termination of attempts or endeavors. The accomplishment of one's goal. Another definition says the attainment of wealth, position, honors, or the likes. You know, with social media today, we're all about likes. We want somebody to say, hey, I love your status. I like your status. But what is it really talking about? What are we, most of the things, what are we laughing at? Or what are we saying we love? Most things that we're seeing on social media is comical. It has no substance because we stop thinking. We stop wanting to just deal with our own inner selves. We're talking about success tonight. And success, when you brought this, when this subject came to you, you said, we're discussing success. And what we think about, what does success mean to you? Even in this definition, the attainment of wealth. Are we so materialistic that we forget the inner self? The true wealth, money and things perish. But that is on the inside, the values, the principles that we were brought up with, that is going to let us know how to live in the dying age, in the future. When we go from 2 to 10 to 40 to 60 to 80, we want to live those things, those ages, and want to continue to live a prosperous, healthy life. That's one thing. We talk about prosperous life, we forget healthy life. We're in an age right now, it's all about eating healthy and doing those things, and they're great. But most sicknesses stem from a spiritual sickness. We overeat, we get belly the fat around our waist because of cortisol. Cortisol comes from stress. What are you stressed about? Something that's going on, right? It hits your mentality. It's your mental, and it comes from your inner being. That tells us, again, our spirit is not living up to what it, we're not feeding our spirit and living by what our spirit tells us. That still small voice.
You know, I was listening to Queen, and believe me, I love those movies to where a father and mother are well off, but the children are suffering, and they end up telling the parents, all I needed was you.
Yes.
You know, you can have these nice cars, nice homes, and all of that good stuff, nice clothes, and good friends. But if the children don't have where they come from, the parents don't spend time. You know, we're going on a vacation with our children.
Yes.
and spending that time, quality time. So we're going to be talking about success. And the number for any of you to call is 563-999-3468. You press 1, and that'll tell us you want to say something. What is success? So many families and children are hurting from success, wanting the love of a parent. Got things. Looks good on reality TV. And if you look on 3 seconds, because like you said, and we're using social media now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So social media can be used for good and it can be used for evil.
Absolutely. Just thinking about that, you were talking about television shows having a lot of success, a lot of wealth. Well, I remember when, and we have experienced a lot of ups and downs with financials, and that's for anyone who's walking by faith, living by faith, that happens. I have been guilty of being, hey, paying these bills. We paying these bills. You know, you can turn into a nag. We got to pay these bills. And then it started becoming more about the bills than myself.
Mm-hmm.
What am I taking care? How am I taking care of my inner being, my surroundings, my household? Because we get to that point, and you would always say, all I want is you. But we get to working so much, Roderick and I, but Roderick would never fail to put the household first. But, you know, women, we get into the position where we want to do the thing that we need to do, and then we start taking that role.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the success doesn't become spiritual. It's not focused on the spiritual. It's on the natural. It's so easy. I remember the scripture, and your mom talks about this so much. The scripture says that the enemy will come in and fool the elect, the very elect, mm-hmm. if it be possible.
Mm-hmm.
We have to really take accountability of what we're doing. Take accountability because, you know, our spirit man is so important. And we can forget to really look at what our spirit man is saying.
That's good.
And get blinded by natural things. I remember, Roderick, you and I and our son, we lived in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
We lived in a hotel because I'm allergic to smoke. And I think we were the happiest ever because we took every Monday was adventure day. We went as a family to the movies and things like that. Now, I'm saying all this because of success.
Mm-hmm.
You can work and you can strive and you can try to get to where the Joneses or the Jeffersons, you know, moving on up. And when you get to the point, your family is lacking. Do we want to do that?
Mm.
It's called balance. You can have it all. Having it all meaning you can have great success and riches and wealth. And your family, your soul can be happy. That's when I think the scripture says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.
Right.
What is it if we have a lot of money and our soul is lacking? Our emotions out of whack.
Poverty.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much that could look out of whack and be out of whack. And the house looks perfect from the outside in. You got pillars. You got all the decorations. But on the inside, it's tears and weeping. What is that? The inside of us needs to be whole in order for success to be great. Your mind cloudy? Something's wrong on the inside. They talk about brain fog. Something's going on the inside. This is a great subject, success.
I love it. And, you know, that's what I love about our relationship. We don't have any money issues.
No.
God has given us a good temperament.
Oh, yeah.
Financial temperament.
Yes.
And we put our money together.
Yes, we do.
We have financial meetings.
Yes.
And they're kind of funny sometimes.
Yes, they are.
But what a lot of couples deal with, we don't.
No, we don't.
And that's called the grace of God.
Yes.
That's why it's important for you men to have the right wife, and you women to have the right husband.
Oh, yes.
Now, the challenge is when you get the right one, then there's a greater responsibility.
Yes, it is.
To much is given, much is what?
Required.
And I'm telling you, we're going to be right back. Stay with us. This Roger and my Queen Katrina, the Prophet News. We'll be right back after this.
With me, oh no, yeah. Sometimes I put my faith in people, but there really ain't no equal, oh no, 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 yeah. Never miss it when it don't change, same Monday into Sunday, yeah, even at a young age, you've been holding me the whole way, yeah. Let me sip it cause it's your show, sit up in the front row. Don't gotta tell you, you already know. Yes, you know. Only good can do the things you do. Create the sun and the moon. Hold it all down, you always prove that only good can do the things you do. You breathe life and made me know. My worst days, you bring me through.
Only You, that was by Aaron Cole, Only You, featuring Karen.
Yes.
Beautiful song.
Yes, it is.
Back to this. Welcome back to the Prophet's News. And we're speaking about success. You know, I was thinking about so many times people think it's too hard to be spiritual.
Yes.
Mm-mm. It's too hard to be churchy.
Yes.
It's easy to be spiritual, but sure enough, it's hard to be churchy.
Mm. Church will do something to you. Church will make you forget all about who you are in the name of denying yourself and picking up your cross. That ain't what Jesus taught. Denying yourself means putting yourself in the place of someone else. Not my will, but thy will be done. That's saying, God, I think you know the best way for me. You know, you see all these reality shows about dating and everything else, and they're like, I tried it my way. I may as well try it your way. That's crazy. But that's what the world, that's how we are, flesh. We think we know, and then you say, I done gave it up. You know, I'm breaking it. I done messed everything up. I may as well try it your way. And we finally give ourselves into thinking like God, and we're able to do it the right way. Because it's his way. He knows the way. He knows the way to success. He knows the way to joy, happiness. And that's all we're looking for in the world is joy and happiness. And we still don't even know the meaning of that to us. What is the meaning of it? I was looking at something today, and it was talking about, and we say this about this, honey, all the time. There's so many different religions and so many different ideals, what people are talking about. And one sect may say, oh, that's witchcraft, or they following another god. And all things work together. All things work together. So when you think about it, one person may call it your destiny. Somebody else may call it fate. Somebody might call it love, and somebody else might call it frequency or vibrations. It's all the same things. We grow up in school finding out about synonyms, words that mean the same thing, synonyms versus antonyms. But when someone else says, I'm on a different frequency, oh, he or she is following after a different God because you got a different word or a different knowledge than they, you know. It's still the same thing. I think we need to stop pointing a finger at people and find out what success means on the inside of us. Because once we find out what does success mean to me, then my relationship with my neighbor will be better. Because if I'm true to myself, my relationship with my neighbor will be better. Because you're going to only see the perfection of God.
That's good.
That's all you're going to see. What does Genesis 17 say, baby? You just showed it to me. Genesis 17, and when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to him and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. He will make us have great success. We keep trying to do it in our own ways. But that still small voice on the inside of us, God telling us every day how to be perfect. He told Abraham, get away from his kinsmen.
Sure did.
Why would he do that? God knew his way. If I can get you away from them, then you'll have a relationship with me. This is in the Old Testament. Then in the New Testament, he says, still away. Jesus went away to a hiding place and prayed unto the Father. I'll say it like this. We always trying to fit in instead of sticking out. When you are a unique and peculiar person, and we fight the peculiarity because of what? The persecution. I don't want to be persecuted. I don't want to show the truth in me or who I am truthfully because I don't want to stick out like a sore thumb. I don't want to be the black sheep. The black sheep just means the right sheep, as you teach.
That's what it means.
So when it comes, it just comes to us being who God created us. He formed us in our mother's womb. And he said he knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. And he ordained us to be what he called us to be. So we fight against God when we dim our lights and not be who we are supposed to be. How do we be perfect? Some say we can't be perfect, but we can be perfect because there go Genesis 17 and verse 1 says it.
And honey, what I love about what you're saying, listen to this as we're sharing with you, as you were talking about how God took Abraham and multiplied him.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't multiply the dollars.
Come on.
Didn't multiply the gold.
Mm.
He multiplied him.
My God.
You know, the scripture says, a great name is to be chosen than great riches.
Yes.
So what is success? A great name.
Yes.
There are people that got a name so powerful, they can go to a car lot and say, I need to borrow this car.
That's right.
And they just sign your name.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want the type of wealth.
Yes.
That we can just sign our name.
Come on.
We want that kind of wealth that we can just sign our name.
Yes.
Just sign your name. Go ahead and take it.
Mm-hmm.
Now see, that's some wealth. You know, as long as you think dollars and cents, you're poor.
Yes. My God.
You'll only be as rich as your name.
Mm.
You'll only be as wealthy as your name. Because a great name will always be more than wealth. Just say the Kennedys.
Sign your name.
Just say Rockefeller.
Sign your name.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Owensby.
Sign your name.
You understand? You have to speak your wealth into existence.
Yes.
I am rich.
I am rich.
Body, soul, and spirit.
Body, soul, and spirit.
I am wealthy.
I am wealthy.
Healthy.
Healthy.
Protected.
Protected.
Do you understand? You see, we got wealth mixed up. Look what he did to Abraham. He said in Genesis 17, excuse me.
Yes.
This is good. Verse 3, and Abraham fell on his face and God talked with him.
Mm.
Now that's well.
That's well.
He fell on his face.
Mm-hmm.
And then God talked to him.
My Lord.
Y'all can have all the other stuff. That's what we want.
That's it. That's well.
That, yeah. That's the soul. I'm not talking about religious crazy folk.
Mm-mm.
Look at this. Verse 3. And Abraham fell on his face and God talked with him saying, he said something. Genesis 17. Look at verse 4. As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee and thou shalt be a father of many nations.
My.
Now, he put upon him wealth.
Yes.
Not only am I going to make you great, I'm going to establish a covenant.
My God.
I'm going to multiply you.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's wealth, people.
Yes.
Don't hang around these name and claim it.
Mm-mm. No.
Shout it, bout it.
This is so powerful. You think about this. Now, it's one thing duplicate you.
Mm-hmm.
But to duplicate you with a God character. Now, it's duplicating you when you see somebody who kind of reminds you of yourself in your stupor.
Mm.
Or somebody who comes from your hood and y'all talk the same language or y'all act alike, and that's one thing. You be like, oh, girl, you remind me of myself. I can see myself in you. But when your perfection stands in front of you and he looks you in your eyes and you see a mirror of your perfection, that's success, because, you know, we wanna put in, say, one of synonyms for perfection is achievement.
Yes, it is.
So I have achieved what I've worked so diligently for, so hard for. I've been working, I've been sweating, I've been toiling. And then, because the law of attraction, yourself shows up in front of you.
Hmm.
If we keep running into the same us that ain't doing what's right, something going on the inside of us still. Again, that soul need to be perfect. Our soul needs to be healed. What's the spiritual prosperity? Our spiritual success? That's a test. You know, we go to school and get report cards. I'm telling you, this something came to me yesterday. I have always, and I said this time and time again, yesterday I was thinking and I said, you know what? I have never been in a place where, I'm just going to say it like this. I've always been in an A position, and a lot of times I give B quality.
That's good.
Some things come real easy to you, and you don't put your best foot forward.
Yes.
In football, you being on an A team and giving B performance, you can get hurt.
That's true.
On the cheerleading squad, you're on the A team, but you're not showing up for rehearsal, you can mess the whole team up. The dance messed up.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rehearsal. So when we're not rehearsing in the real world with the spiritual applications, we got apps on our phone all day long, and we'll just pop on them, TikTok, this person, that person, this person. And we look at that with diligence. But the application that's on the inside that will make us good, make us well and perfect, we don't work on that.
Mm.
Am I spiritually successful because I got a big bank account, or my bank account never goes negative, so that I'm successful? I'm never in the red. I'm always in the black. I don't know what's wrong with you if you in the red and you always got to ask for a dollar. Something going on with you. You missing it. You out of balance. That's what people say. But when your spirit is right, those things, you don't even have to ask for them. You don't have to ask nobody for anything, because he said he'll make sure that you eat the good of the land. Don't mean that you won't. I mean, right now, people are going through adjustments all over the globe who love the Lord.
Yes.
Why? Because we're in the fourth season. We're in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
In business and in football or sports or anything, the fourth quarter means we got to fight harder. We got to make sure our turnout is right, so when on that last dotted line, our numbers line up. Come on, they're going to fight just as hard as we fight, because we want to win this game. Why? Because we want to go to the Super Bowl. We want to go to the playoffs. We want to go to in tennis. We're going to always fight harder in the fourth quarter. That's why adjustments are here right now in the fourth quarter, because we got to get ready for 24. Take the time to perfect that thing right now. That's what we're doing. We're taking the time. We're looking over 2023. We're looking over and saying, okay, here's our diagram. This was the plan. This was our projectives. This is what we wanted to achieve in 2023. We're in the fourth quarter. We're moving forward. Come on, let's do this to make sure 2024 is the best. We're going to say that every year. Why? Because that's just the law of how things work.
Mm-hmm.
You get a report card. Your children go to school and get a report card. They get that report card every quarter. We sit down with our children. We go over our report card and we say, okay, you fail math again. Now, I said again, that means they could have failed before. Success doesn't mean that you don't fail something.
That's right.
Success is just, failure is just success in its infancy.
A part of it.
That's what is being taught.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we move on to perfection, to success? We look at our failures. We get ourselves up. We dust it off. We learn the lessons that we were supposed to learn from it, that we were supposed to learn before, and make sure we don't do it again. Don't fail again. If you're going to fall, fall forward, not backwards. Let's do that.
I'm loving it. He, as you were sharing, it came to my spirit, sports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you was a cheerleader. I played football.
Yes.
And my position was, my number was 44.
Yes.
Fullback. You was an awesome cheerleader. But, you know, as I said earlier, people think it's hard to be churchy. And I said it's hard to be churchy.
Yeah.
As you were sharing about the fourth quarter, I thought about this. It's that you take you and yourself, everybody that's listening, look at your body, look at you. You're made up of spirit, soul, and body. You are a sport by yourself.
Mm.
You got your flesh. Is the opposing team. The flesh is enmity against God, the word says. So your flesh want to go its own way.
Mm-hmm.
Your spirit man wants to please God. Your spirit man always says, nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. And then your flesh wants to do its own thing. It wants to make up its own plays. It wants to score its own way. The flesh is that's the narcissism.
Mm-hmm.
Your flesh, our flesh is narcissistic. You know, people watching the news and this Trump spirit has literally covered the news, but the weakness shows because his spirit that feels like it can get away. Well, before you blame everything on Trump, you got to look at how this country was built.
Come on.
This country was built with the same principles.
Yes.
Racism is narcissistic. It's a spirit of Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't accept you because you look this way.
Yeah.
You know, the best way I can describe it, you got a boxer that's good, but the people will boo that boxer.
Yes.
Good fighter now.
Yes.
But because you win, now you're the enemy. That's the way I describe racism.
Yes.
A sore loser.
My.
You know, and so we've got to get in our heads, beloved, 3 John 2, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health even as your soul. That word even means there's a balance.
Mm.
Prosperity and your soul.
Yes.
What is our weigh-in? Your prosperity.
My.
Is your soul prosperity greater or your financial prosperity? Are we saying that you don't need money? Don't be silly, Willie.
No.
Hopefully your name not Willie. But don't be silly. I just said that because it rhymes. But don't be crazy now. We're not saying that you don't need money, but I'm saying this. Does your money need you?
My.
If I had to choose, I want money to need me.
Yes.
Instead of me needing money. That means that are you greater than money?
Mm.
Some people are a slave. They are ruled by money. They make their decisions off of money. Social media is doing us a favor, whether y'all know it or not. Some of y'all didn't know you had enemies until you got on social media. There are people on social media don't want to hit likes on your stuff because they done dogged you out before certain people.
Wow.
So they don't want to hit like because those people might, well, you just said this person was a so-and-so and a so-and-so. But you following them.
Yes.
Social media is that, it's sort of like the weed from the.
Wow.
You know, the tares and the sheep from the goats.
Wow.
So God is using different things. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Healer, provider, sustainer, yeah.
Yes, my queen, that's Miranda Curtis. Who wouldn't serve God like this? You know, we was talking about success.
Yes.
You know, social media made it possible for you to look successful.
Yes.
And broke his joke. Do we want real success?
Yes. You know, I'm reminded of a scripture that says, he restoreth our souls. Again, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. He restores our souls. We've been broken. We've been torn down. We've been disobedient. We have done everything under the sun. Besides, listen to that small voice on the inside.
That's good.
And obey it. It's only leading us to perfection. Abraham listened and followed, was obedient to that small voice. And look what it said in Genesis 17. He was making them successful. We want to try everything else to be successful. We want to work and work jobs, and we want to become social media testers, and we want to go on there and try to get likes and loves. But we're still trying to get somebody else's likes and loves, but the one who loves us and told us how to be perfect, tells us daily how to be perfect and how to move forward in who he is, what he wants us to do, what our purpose is on this life. Do you want to be successful in just being monetary, dollar cents? And sure, we need, as you were saying, Roger, we need to pay the bills. Those things are there. However, there are bills and vows that we have placed in front of God and man.
Come on.
And we have not paid those. Just think, if the lights were due, you're going to break everything, try to borrow, rake and scrape to get that. But a bill is due in heaven because I made a vow and didn't pay it. What if God turned a light off like that? God forbid. That vow, if God ever looked at that vow that I did not pay and say it's due, what's going to happen? Success meaning that I want to make sure that I have nothing undone before God that I said I would do. That's where Katrina is right now. Mm-hmm. I don't want to, because we're big, like Roger said, we have meetings, family meetings, discussing finances, life. We have family meetings discussing everything, everybody, everything. And what y'all heard with our daughters last week, that's an everyday thing. We have family meetings. We have family meetings all the time. So when we come to that point, we have to really take notice of ourselves. Again, this is the fourth quarter. What's going on in your soul? God said he restores our souls. But what if he gets to the point when you're like, you know what? We get grace periods on bills, gas bills. What if God says, you know what? The grace period is up. I can't give you no payment plan. God forbid. That's the way we got to think about things. We have to honor what God says and what vows we made before God, because do we say we love him more than the light bill or the ComEd bill or the Duke Energy or whomever, the one who's holding your lights in their hands? Let's talk about the one who holds our life in his hands. You know, let's stop showing more respect to what's on the natural plane and forget about the one who gives us everything, breath to breathe. I've suffered with asthma. It's a terrible thing to feel like you can't breathe and not know if you're about to die or not. So when it comes down to it, remember, let's respect the one who restores our soul by honoring what he tells us in that still small voice. Honor the vows that we made before him, and let's pay those bills. Because you know what? When we don't, we always are in jeopardy of that. Let's not welfare God and be like, you know what? He's still going to give me another chance. Find out what God is, who God is. And you know what? That universe is on the inside of us. We don't have to go outside and look for nobody. He does send members. He sends his prophets out to talk to us and give us a word like now. Let's take heed of what God is saying to us, because remember, our children get report cards. So do we.
This is Our News with your host, Prophet O.
Blog Talk Radio.
I hope that everyone enjoyed this broadcast with me and Queen Katrina. Think about success. Have a meeting with your family. Talk to your family. Find out the level of success. Greatest success is family. Honey, I enjoyed you.
I enjoyed you too, babe.
Until next Saturday, this is the Prophet's News. See you then.
Roderick Owensby is a prophetic coach to people around the world in business, personal life, marriage, and many other areas. If you would like to contact Roderick for your own personal coaching session, call 317-832-0131. God bless you.